The Franchise Geeks present Social Geek Radio. I'm your host and social media consigliere, Jack Munson, and today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey and Franchise Dictionary Magazine. Hey, geeks, today we are continuing our series on marketing and tech trends for 2019. And we're really going to dive deep into an area that we have not spoken about on Social Geek Radio before, affiliate marketing. First, a quick favor to ask of everyone, if you like what we're doing here, please go over to the iTunes store and leave us a review and be sure to tell your geekiest friends all about us. Okay, today we're jumping into, as I said, affiliate marketing, and I wanted to bring on Arlen Robinson. He's the co-founder of Omnistar Affiliate Software, which gives businesses the opportunity to set up and manage their own affiliate and customer referral programs. He's also the host of E-Commerce Marketing Podcast, and we welcome him today to Social Geek Radio. Arlen, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks a lot, Jack, for having me.
Absolutely. I'm always glad to have a fellow podcaster join us. It keeps me on my toes and asking the right questions. So I mentioned we haven't really talked about affiliate marketing on this show. So just for my own education, can you give us sort of a 1,000-foot view of affiliate marketing? What is it and who uses it?
Sure, not a problem. I think what I'd like to do is just start off, because you mentioned when you describe a company, our software will allow businesses to set up their own affiliate or referral programs. And so I'll kind of start off as a difference, because a lot of times people use those terms interchangeably. And, you know, they're virtually the same, but, you know, they're just the target audience is really a little bit different. So as far as an affiliate program goes, an affiliate program is when a business gets affiliate partners to promote their brand. And these affiliate partners are typically the people that are doing it for a commission or an incentive, and they have not used the brand's product or services. So typically these are outside people referring people that they typically don't know to a products or services. And they're doing it in exchange for a commission. The commission can typically be money and a money incentive, or it can be a gift or reward. And so that's what an affiliate program is. Now, a referral program, the difference between an affiliate program and a referral program is a referral program is where you specifically, or business specifically targets their customers to become their brand advocates. And their customers are going to typically refer people that they know that are in their whole circle of influence. And they're going to be doing this, of course, again, in exchange for a commission, a reward, and an incentive. And so that's really the difference. And now, as far as the type of business that would use an affiliate or referral program would be these days, virtually almost any business can be successful with it. Now, at Omnistar, our primary client base are e-commerce businesses. That's okay. Kind of our bread and butter, because e-commerce businesses benefit from referral and affiliate programs because of the trackability. It's really pretty easy to track where a referred sale comes from. So yeah, those types of
nice and easy. You can see exactly where that customer came from.
Exactly. With the technology, it's pretty easy to do. And so that's, you know, that's really a kind of a, I guess you could say, 1,000-foot definition, kind of okay. Looking down into the space.
And you work, you said, a lot with e-commerce companies or companies that have some kind of e-commerce component. Is it appropriate for all e-commerce type businesses to do affiliate or referral programs?
It is. And especially nowadays, I talk to people all the time about how our whole landscape has changed as far as the whole e-commerce space has changed. You know, these days, more than any other time before, when people are making a purchasing decision or looking to buy something, whether it's a product or a service, there is, you know, infinite amount of options, really. I mean, there's so many channels and avenues. If you're talking about consumer products, of course, you got the huge elephant in the room, Amazon, which is, you know, devouring everything in its path. And then you also have, you know, you have all of the other giants of the e-commerce space, you know, the electronic giants, you have the Best Buys, you have the Walmarts, and then you have the smaller brands and the mom and pop spots that are all trying to carve their niche into the space. So when you've got a space, a consumer space that is such a huge area and in a situation like that, for an end consumer, whether they're buying a product or service, it's really hard to make a decision because you have all of these options. And that's where word of mouth marketing really comes into play. I think what buyers typically are suffering from these days is what's known as, I guess you could say, buyer fatigue. You have to be honest. It's just when you're trying to buy something these days, it can be a little overwhelming because you have all these options. Yeah. Now, if you've got a friend or a colleague that has used a product or service that you're interested in, and he's going to make a recommendation, that word of mouth referral holds, I believe, a lot more weight than it used to, because people these days can really trust their friends and are really going to believe that their friends or their colleagues have gone ahead and they've done the research. They may have either used the product or service, and it just alleviates a lot of stress, a lot of research that a person has to do by just taking that word from their friend or their colleague. And so I think that's why it's really powerful these days and more important than ever.
Yeah. And I like what you said about when there's so many choices that even if you're looking at 100 different options, if there's one option that has, you know, some sort of referral or some sort of a person, whether it's a colleague or someone you know or a friend of a friend, if that one option has someone pointing at it, that's suddenly going to be the one to beat.
Right. Yes, for sure. Yeah. And it's just, you know, with these days, it really, like I said, is just really the ability to, you know, help the end consumer. And at the same time, it's helping businesses. You know, if we look at it from the other side of things, if we look at it on the business side of things, it's a huge benefit, because you have to think of it. These businesses that start an affiliate or referral program are getting people to be true ambassadors of their brand ambassadors, advocates, whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like businesses are getting an entire, almost outsourced sales force of people that are really just doing all of this promotion. And the big incentive there is that typically with these affiliate programs, the affiliates, you know, they're just going to earn something based on their performance. It's, you know, pay per performance. So it's, the business is only going to pay these people if a legitimate referral comes through, as a solid sale comes through. And that incentive is typically a percentage of an order total, or could be a fixed amount or even a gift item. And so it's really a huge benefit to the business, because, you know, typically it's no upfront cost. The only fees that a business would incur when launching an affiliate or referral program is just going to be the cost for the affiliate platform, software tracking platform that they're utilizing.
And typically type costs. Okay.
Exactly. Administrative type fees.
Got it. So let's talk about the referral programs and how this is implemented. Walk us through the process of types of businesses that should set it up, and how do you do that?
Sure. Now, I guess we'll start with the e-commerce business. Let's just say we're looking at an e-commerce business that's a retail e-commerce selling, you know, retail consumer-based products. The first thing that you need to consider is, of course, the type of affiliate software solution that you want to get. You want to make sure that whatever you get is going to be compatible with your e-commerce shopping cart platform. Now, you know, these days, a lot has really changed. A lot has really advanced, and there's a lot of shopping cart options out there. You know, you have some of the big platforms like the Shopify platform. You have BigCommerce. You have even some of the other larger ones, the Wix platforms. One thing that I think you need to definitely take a look at is most of those platforms have their own app store, internal app stores, where they've got apps that are all compatible with their platforms. And so you definitely want to start there, because those are all apps that have been vouched for. They've gone through the compatibility checks, and there's a smooth, seamless integration. And it's really easy to get going. So I would say you definitely want to start there. I think virtually all of these larger e-commerce shopping cart players in the space, they all have app stores. So you want to start there, because that's going to simplify things for you. You can go outside of the app stores and look for other solutions that aren't in your provider's app store, but there may be some compatibility issues that you have. You may have to go through a few more hoops. Not to say it's impossible, but there may be a little bit more involved to do the integration. So I would say definitely want to start there with the compatibility. And then from there, once the integration is done and you've got it set up, you've got to really think about, okay, who is it that you're going to try to target? Well, if it's a consumer products-based company, you want to think about, okay, does it really make sense for us to reach out to our customers? Do we want to start a referral program as well as an affiliate program, or one or the other? I would say you want to start there and decide, you know, do you really have some loyal customers that you think are going to be some strong advocates? And if so, launch the referral program. Now, at the same time, it does even make sense to do both, have an affiliate program as well as a referral program. So there may be some influencers in your space that you can try to tap to be advocates of your brand. You know, they may be advocates that, like I said earlier, these affiliates may have never even used your products or services, and they've just had a lot of success promoting brands. And so that's another avenue that you can go through. And then, you know, once you've decided who you're going to target, then just come out with a outreach plan of how you're going to reach out to them. What is the incentive that you're going to provide? And it's got to be something that is going to be worth their while, because you know, people aren't going to, these days, everybody is very busy. People aren't going to put up any effort unless there's a solid incentive.
Sure, sure. Tell me more about that with ways to identify these affiliates for your brand. How do you figure out who should be one of your affiliates?
Very, very good question. So if we're talking about affiliates, one of the things that is very powerful, and I was just talking to one of our clients the other day, and they weren't really even aware of this, but there's actually marketplaces out there of influencers, believe it or not. There's marketplaces where you, as a business owner, can go on, create a profile, and post your offering, what your affiliate offering is, you know, a little bit of information about your products, your services, and the incentive that you're going to provide, whether it's a percentage commission, a fixed amount. And then your offering will be exposed to a pool of influencers, and they will be able to connect with you, and you can determine whether or not they would be right for your business. And with these sites, you know, these sites typically take some type of fee, whether it's a membership fee to be a part of them. Usually there's like a monthly fee that you pay to have access to them. And to name a couple of them, one that I recently came across, which would seem pretty streamlined, is called ifluenz.com. Uh-huh. That's ifuenz.com. So ifluenz.com. And then there's another one, openinfluence.com. These are influencer marketplaces where, you know, believe it or not, when people think about influencers, they're more than just the celebrities, the entertainers, and all of that. An influencer really is just anyone that has a sizable audience and following. That could be anywhere from 2,000 followers on any of the particular social networks onwards to tens of thousands of followers and hundreds of thousands. So you don't necessarily have to just jump out there and think that you're going to, you know, land one of the big celebrities, you know, the Kim Kardashians of the world.
I was just going to say, I don't think we can afford the Kardashian fees, but we might be able to start a little bit lower than that, right?
Right. Most people, you know, can't really afford their rates, but, you know, there's plenty of fish in the sea for sure as far as influencers are concerned.
That's great. You mentioned brand advocates a couple of times. Let's talk a little bit about that. What are some examples of some great brand advocates?
Sure. Yeah. A brand advocate is really someone that really goes all in, I guess you could say, as far as promoting a particular brand. You know, from the high end, you know, a brand advocate would be, if you're looking at a celebrity, would be, you know, some of these people that are synonymous with certain brands. You know, for instance, let's say Tiger Woods, he was synonymous with Tag Heuer, the watch. He mm-hmm. was also synonymous with Buick. When you think of an advocate, you think of someone where, if you think of that person, whether it's a social media personality, a celebrity, they almost become synonymous with the brand because whatever they do, they're promoting it, you know, and a lot of their public engagements, they're promoting it. So they become synonymous with the brand. And so mm-hmm. that's at the high level. But a brand advocate can also be a well-known blogger in a particular space. Now, you know, bloggers can be found in any genre or any particular area. So to give, you know, example, we do a lot of, I host, of course, the e-commerce marketing podcast. And so I'm always listening to other e-commerce marketing podcasts because I'm trying to get ideas for not only our business, but to help our customers.
Sure.
And just to enlighten overall. And so a great, great blog would be Neil Patel. He's a big digital marketer in the space. He's got
Neil's blog. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So he would be an example of a blogger in the space. And he could be somebody that would be a particular brand advocate. And, you know, like I said, he's not really a celebrity or per se, but, you know, he has a fair influence. And so yeah. That's really the definition there.
Yeah, he's not Tiger Woods, but to geeks like us, he's a superstar. So
yeah for sure.
We've got just a few minutes left. I really want to talk about trends and what you're seeing this year and maybe a little further out in the affiliate marketing space. I mean, this is obviously something that kind of came out of nowhere, you know, just a few years ago. Where do you see things going in 2019 and beyond?
A good question. And there's a lot of trends coming up because, as you know, being in the technical space, things are changing just so rapidly. And it's sometimes it's really, really hard to keep up. One of the things that I'm starting to see, and I think that we can kind of look forward to in 2019, we kind of got a taste of it in 2018, is the ability to track referrals via social platforms. Mm-hmm. Now, I talk a lot about influencers. Instagram is huge for influencers. You know, no matter what genre you're thinking about, if you're an influencer and you're not an Instagram, you know, you're missing out because right. it's prime for influencers. But historically and initially when Instagram came out, and the way it is still is today, when you do an Instagram post, you, of course, can post a picture or video, and you can have text to go along with that particular post. Right now, there's no way to have an outside link in that actual post text. You can actually put a link there, but it will not be a clickable or tappable link that is going to mm-hmm. load on right. your site. What they recently did towards the middle of last year was they launched what was called the flip-up option. When what that is on the Instagram stories that you can associate with your particular account. If you have a business account, what you can do is the video stories, which are the disappearing stories for people that aren't familiar with that. The stories that play some video that the person has uploaded. Now what you can do is when somebody is watching that, you can have a arrow at the bottom of the video prompt someone to swipe up. And when you swipe up, that can load an external website. And so now that's really huge because that allows these advocates, these influencers that are on Instagram to be able to really successfully promote a brand, drive people directly to a website and have that be tracked. And so that's something that they just started. And I think part of the reason is because I think they were probably getting a lot of heat from advertisers and businesses that are getting all of these influencers, but you know, you really want to track their activity and you want to pay per performance.
Yeah.
And that's something that they just started.
And there were probably a lot of influencers that you know, claimed that that every increase in sales was due to them, but there was no way to actually prove that performance. So,
exactly.
So that sounds to me like that could be a real game changer with, you know, especially with the growth of Instagram stories and the number of people who are, you know, putting a decent budget into those stories and now being able to track that directly back to a sale. That's wow. That could be the thing, right?
It definitely could be. And one thing that I do want to add, Instagram is kind of easing into it because they do not make that feature available to all accounts and to all influencers that are on the on their space. You have to have a certain number of followers, and it's a pretty high number, I believe.
It was in the thousands. Is that right?
Exactly. It's the thousands. I want to say 5 to 10,000. I think they may have changed it, but yeah, you have to be a pretty established influencer to just to get that feature. So
yeah,
I mean, it's a starting point, and I think maybe they're going to open it up. I would hope in you know, sometime in 2019, open that up to more people or have some other type of functionality.
Yeah, Social Geek Radio's Instagram page, not quite at 10,000 followers yet, but we're getting there. Maybe for 2020.
Right.
And anything else, Arlen, that you see happening in 2019 that even if it really hasn't jumped out yet, maybe something that you would advise your clients and our listeners maybe to watch or something to look out for?
Yeah, one thing that I would say is definitely keep an eye out on if you're looking at either trying to find influencers or trying to find different avenues to, you know, for them to promote. Definitely if you're a business and you're, let's say, in a B2B space, definitely keep an eye out on LinkedIn. They've been making a lot of changes to try to, I guess you could say, kind of catch up maybe with some of the other social platforms when it comes to the engagement. Video, you're going to start seeing, we're starting to see right now already a lot more video on LinkedIn. We're also starting to see a lot more engagements with the messaging posts and the capability. And there's a lot more businesses that are starting to kind of catch on and start to put more content out there. And so one thing I would definitely recommend doing is, whenever you're either, you know, out there in the space where, let's say, you've launched your affiliate or referral program, and you know you're trying to get it out there to the world, definitely kind of make a wide kind of spread your net pretty wide. You know, you want to look at a lot of these networks and don't just kind of think, okay, you should only focus on Facebook or just Instagram only. There's definitely a lot of other avenues and networks that are coming up that you can really find people to promote your brand and then and areas for your affiliates to, you know, for you to be able to connect with there.
Excellent. Great advice there. We're going to come back with a couple of final questions here, Arlen, but real quick, today's episode has been brought to you by Franchise Dictionary Magazine. The January issue is still available, focusing on B2B and technology franchises. Those are our favorites here at Social Geek Radio, by the way. This issue is available online right now for free at franchisedictionarymagazine.com. And today we are speaking with Arlen Robinson, co-founder of Omnistar Affiliate Software. Arlen, if our listeners have some more questions for you on affiliate marketing and referrals, where's the best place to connect with you to ask questions and to learn a little bit more?
Yeah, the best way to connect would probably be at our site. They can easily get to our site by just going to getosi.com. That's getosi.com. And that'll pull up our affiliate software platform. From there, they can go to our contact page, and then any type of correspondence, whether it's via our live chat or whether it's via our contact or email forms, if they just address it to me, it'll work its way to my email. So that would probably be the best way to connect. I can also be reached on the social platforms on LinkedIn, just at Arlen Robinson, and Twitter Arlen Yohanse is my handle there at Twitter. It's ArlenYohanse. And those are some best ways to contact me.
Very good. We will have links to all of those places on the socialgeekradio.com website, along with the show notes. Arlen, thanks so much for joining us today. It was a real pleasure to learn about affiliate marketing, and we look forward to chatting again very soon.
Likewise. Thank you, Jack, for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, and good night, everybody.